Senate Bill 65, an act to clarify that the estates of certain non-residents are subject to the estate tax.
Senate Bill 65 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hange.
I'm going to try to figure out this leaning over that I'm going to have to do here. Senate Bill 465 amends Chapter 1040A, which deals with the state estate tax, to make it clear that the state estate tax continues to apply to non-residents who own tangible personal property or real property within the state of South Dakota. The South Dakota estate tax is a pickup tax that applies to all estates in which federal estate tax applies. It doesn't increase the tax burden on the taxpayer, but merely provides for a sharing of the revenue generated between the federal government and the state. The amount paid to the state is a credit on the federal return. On a $1 million estate, for example, presently there would be $125,250 of federal estate tax owed. What this would do is South Dakota would receive $33,200. The federal government would receive the rest. The sum total would be exactly the same as it would have been if South Dakota did not have the estate tax. The bill simply seeks to maximize the revenue generated to the state without increasing the tax burden on any taxpayer, whether they be residents or non-residents. The bill keeps the non-residents on a level playing field, or keeps residents on a level playing field with non-residents. And I would take any questions. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 65. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Apa. Bogue.
Aye.
Bros.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick. Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury. Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen.
Aye.
Hange.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hotmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Kotzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky. Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 65 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.